Start your day, the Torah way. Rabbi Binyamin, Aaron Troy.
It's called, the shurim here every day are called Start the Day the Torah Way. It should really be Start the Day with Torah. What's the Torah Way?
Just make it rhyme.
But I've got a terrace to it. That start the day the Torah way, because that is taka the Torah way. That is taka the derech haTorah. Oh, so we'll explain why that is taka the Torah way to start the day with Torah. You all know the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, B'shosh machnisim odam ledin, as when a person comes ledin shamayla, there's certain questions that you're going to ask, that you're going to be asked. One of the questions is nesosav nesato b'amuna. Did you do business elach, and what was it all b'yashras, no shailas of gazelas, no shailas of enoras? That's the first question. The second question is, kavato itim natoira. Were you kaveya a time, a fixed time, every day to learn Torah? The next question is, osakta b'piririvya. Were you oisik in piririvya? The Mashal says, Osakta with Piririvya don't mean having children. It's not Shaila with Sakta. Shaila, were you Micaiah Mitzvah Piririvya? Mashal says, Osakta with Piririvya, did you help other people make Shiduchim? That's Osakta with Piririvya. Achnosis Kala, make Shiduchim, that's Osakta with Piririvya. The next question is, Pisa, the Yeshua. Did he wait for were you mamin and beteach and hope for what the Nevi'im said and that are for Mashiach? The next question is Papalta Bachma and then Havanto Dova Matoich Dova. So the Seder of the questions is, the first question is Nasosam Nasato Bamuna, did you do business with the Emmas? There's no dreis, there's no gazelas, no anoras, oiskahalten, b'yashrus. That's the first question. Second question is, kavato itim the Torah, were you kaveya a fixed time every day to learn Torah? So it's mashma from the Gemara, as the shailas are in the Seder, we would say it's Seder of importance. The most important shaila is Nasosa Nasata Bamuna. That's the most important question. The second question is Kavato Itim Latoira. Toisus in Sanhedrin Daf Zion Toisus asks a kasha. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin state, Tchilas Dinoi Shel Odom Al Divrei Torah. The tchilah of the din of a person is on Divrei Torah. In other words, the Gemara is saying, the first, when B'shosh Machnisim Odom Ledin, the first question is going to be
Torah.
And the Gemara in Shabbos states, what's the first question? Nesosam Nesato Be'amuna. So what is the first question? The Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mashma. The first question is Al Tchilas Dinoi Shel Odom Al Divrei Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos says the first question is Nesosam Nesato Be'amuna. Second question is Kavato Itim LaTorah. Also I frag Tosfos Akasha in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. There's many terutzim on this kasha. Tosfos has got two terutzim on this kasha. Before we say Tosfos terutzim, there is a Ma'apel Nefesh. Ma'apel Nefesh is a sefer from Reb Paul Hamburger, which the Chofetz Chaim brings him down in Shmir Saloshan. And he says, there's the two Gemaras are talking about two different times. Beshor Shemachnisim Odom Ledin, that is La'acha Me'er Ve'esrim. Then the Seder of the Shailis is Nesosov Nesata Bamuna, and then Kavata Itm LaTorah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which Gemara says in Tchilas Dino Yishal Odom Elo Al Dibrei Torah, is talking about Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, when the din is the first thing you done a person on Rosh Hashanah is Divrei Torah. La'acha Me'er Ve'esrim, the first thing is Nososo V'Nesata Be'Emunah. But that's the Rebbe Paul Hamburger's teretz. The Tosfos has got two different terutzim. Tosfos got teretz. One teretz Tosfos says as if a person is not Oisik B'Torah at all, then the first question is, did you learn Torah or not? And that's what the Gemara is talking about in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Shabbos, which says, the first question is, Nesosam Nesat B'Muna, Kvato Itim the Torah, it means that you are learning Torah. If we're talking about a person who is learning Torah. No, we're asking him a question. Yeah, very good, you learned Torah. But were you Kaveya Ace? Did you make a fixed time every day to learn Torah or not? That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So if a person is learning Torah, he learns Torah every day. But he hasn't got a fixed time, then it's not Tchilas Dina Divrei Torah. Then the first Shaila is Nesosam Nesata Bamuna. If you are learning, but then you'll ask you a question. Kuvata itim la Torah. Did he have a fixed time every day to learn Torah? What is the importance of a fixed time every day to learn Torah? Why should a person have a fixed time? So Rashi says, is poshut a guarantee? Because a person who is going to be oisik, he has to be oisik in his panosa kedei to have panosa. So panosa is always a thing of shemi yemoshech. Yeah, if Chazal would goza on many things of shemi yemoshech, if you start something, you'll lose track of time. Yeah, before mincha, before mariv, before krishma, you're not allowed to do certain things of shemi yemoshech. So if somebody's oisik with panosa, is also shemi yemoshech. Yeah, from 1 hour to another hour to another hour, it might end up never learning every day. So as a guarantee policy, that a person will be sure that every day he will learn Torah, he has to be kaveya eis b'chol yoim a kviyas itim l'Torah. That's how Rashi explains. That's why you have to have a kviyas itim l'Torah. That's one teretz of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The second teretz of Tosfos in Sanhedrin is enachanama. The first question you ask a person when you come to the Din Shamayla is Nesosa Nesata Bamuna. That is the first question. And the second question is Taka Kavata Itla Torah. But when the Oinshim come, then the first Oinish is on Divrei Torah. That's what the Gemara and Sanhedrin is talking about. Tchilas Dinei Shel Odom is talking about the Oinish, is the first Oinish of the Al Divrei Torah. The questions are,
Kasha still Shlev, why is that a minute before Torah?
If Torah is so important, this is the Kasha. If Torah is so important that Tchilas Dinei Shel Odom is Al Divrei Torah, so ask that first. So the Bach says, because Avada in the Seder of the importance of the Seder Hayoim of a person, he has to be Oisik B'Parnosa. He has to be Oisik B'Parnosa. But Hayois is such an important thing. That, I mean, where should he put the Bacha saying, Avada, it's important in a person's Seida Yom, he has to be oisik b'parnasa. It's taka koidem in what he has to do, but he has to make sure as well that he's got a clear sitem. That in seidem importance, I mean, he can have a good portion of the day. He can be oisik b'parnasa. Yeah, Linator will see how long he can be oisik b'parnasa every day, but a good portion of the day he'll be able to be oisik b'parnasa. But the kviyas itim, that has to be every day, and if you don't learn Torah, then the kilkul of not learning Torah is the Bach says, if you don't learn Torah, then what happens? You don't know halachas. If you don't know halacha, then what happens? Then you're over averus. So mele the kilkul of not learning of not a little Bach the kilkul of not learning Torah is bigger because you're going to be nichshel in averus machmas kei. That's the two terutzim and tesis. The tool came along and the tool says, as that's how the Bais Yosef, the Drisha, explained the tool. That avada in Gemara, if the Gemara in Sanhedrin state as tchilas dinoy shel adam al divrei Torah, it means that the first shaila that you ask a person is divrei Torah. That's the first shaila. Aye, the Gemara in Shabbos says we ask first nesosam nesat b'emuna kavat it in the Torah. The Gemara is not going through the seder of how we ask the shailas. The Gemara is just saying what the shailas are. What's the seder of the shailas? That the Gemara in Sanhedrin is megala for us. Now, what's this very nice teretz, yeah? Of a pas, the Gemara, there's no reason for the Gemara to change the seder. I mean, if you can say it right, why say it wrong? That's the kasha. Yeah, although the teretz is, because the Gemara is milav being dashening a posuk, v'hoyo imunas itecha choysan yeshuas. So the Gemara is going through, and the Gemara is dashening from that posuk the seder of the questions that a person is going to be asked l'osad lovay. So the first thing in the posuk v'hoyo imunas is nesosam nesat b'amuna. The second one is choysen, is itecha, v'hoyo imunas itecha, that is kvat itim l'teira. And choysen is a sakta of piririvya. Sepisa l'yeshua, that's yeshua's. So the Gemara is posha going through the seder dashening the posuk, but it doesn't mean that is the seder of the shailas. The seder of the shailas is taka, is first question that you ask a person l'osed lovoi is kavata itim l'teira. So the Torah says the seder is first question is kavat it from the Torah. Second question is nosasam nasata b'muna. That's the second question. So the Torah says as the fidem, I want his the Torah brings it out in halacha lemaisa this. So very nice. Fem for the kasha. Tos is a kasha, and the seder is first kavat itim l'teira, and then the sosam and the sata b'muna. He says, if the first question that a person gets asked lo osid lovoi is kavat itim l'teira, so then the seder of importance. Why did they get asked first? So that's the most important thing is Kavato itim the Torah. That's the most important thing. So Mamela zok the Torah halacha lamaisa, that a person before he does anything in the day, the first thing that a person has to do is he has to learn Torah. So Mamela the Torah says, as when after a person leaves shul, he should go straight away to Beis Medrash to learn Torah. Before he does anything else, the first thing in the day is learning Torah. That's the first thing. Why? If that is the first question, so that's the most important thing. If that's the most important thing, then you have to do that before you do anything else. The Torah gives you a heter, you're allowed to have breakfast beforehand. Yeah? You're allowed to have breakfast. Why? Because a person has to look after his gezunt, the Torah says. And Mamela, you're allowed to have breakfast. And because the Gemara says that somebody has pas shachris, it takes away 80 machlis if a person eats pas shachris. So Mamela, the Torah says a person has to look after his gezunt. And Mamela, you should eat breakfast before you can eat breakfast before you learn Torah. And it's not a stira of Bekoidem Sheyelech La'asokav, before the first thing, the most important thing in the day is Torah, and that's why you have to do it, is that but breakfast you're allowed to have.
So how does the Torah explain the Gemara and Shabbos?
The Gemara and Shabbos.
It says, except for Minna.
Yeah, the Gemara and Shabbos is Shloika Seder. Shloika Seder, because the Dashin and the Posuk.
Do Keseda, why Shloika Seder?
No, because we're Dashin and the Posuk.
Ah, the Posuk.
The Posuk is, Hoy Emunas Itecho, Emunas is Sakta Mamuna. And the Techa is kabbalat it from the Torah. Oh, so that's the tools teretz to the kasha. So Mela, the tool says halacha that before you do anything in the day, is the first thing is yelech l'matira. That's the first thing in the day. That is the Torah way of a person say the hayom is. Yelech lilma Torah koydem sheyelech la'asokov. That's the first thing that a person has to do. The Bach, he disagrees with this pshat in the Torah. He says the Torah sofer in the Torah. Yeah, he says as the Torah when he brought down the Gemara kvat it in the Torah and then the sosam and satav amuna it's a mistake in the Torah and in the Torah it should really say the sosam and satav amuna. And then kavata itim la Torah. But the Bach, he comes along with a chumrah here. The Bach says, avada the seder of the Gemara is nasosam nasat b'muna, and then kavata itim la Torah. But the kvias itim has to be before you go to work. Why? Because what's the tachlis? Why does Chazal say that you have to have a kvias itim la Torah? Because that's your guarantee that you're going to learn today. So if you're going to go to work and then might make makvias itim the Torah at 7 o'clock by night, who knows it's going to happen? You might be busy with business all day. Who knows what if it's going to happen? So Mamela Zukta Bach that the kvias itim the Torah has to be the first thing in the day. Now, so the Bach has come along with a Mori Dika Chumra. Yeah, the Bach has said that in Chanama. That it's not only it doesn't have there's no halacha as koydim sheyelech la'asokav you have to learn Torah but you have to have a kvias itim. Your kvias itim the Bach has said a chumra. Your kvias itim the Torah has to be first thing in the morning. The first thing you do in the day is the kvias itim the Torah. As I said, the Bach. The Torah is not so machme. You can have your kvias itim at 5 o'clock in the afternoon as well. Or the first thing you do in the day has to be limud. The first thing is limud at Torah.
Not yotze with the
Eilid Vorim? Thus? No, it's not, you're not yotze with the Eilid Vorim. You have to be kveya yourself. Bekvei yourself to limit that Torah. I mean, you have to put your mind to what you're saying. Yeah, Loshon Rabbeinu Yonah is, I don't know, the Loshon Rabbeinu Yonah Sefer Yira is Yosim Machshavtoi or Hegyoin Liboy to what you're learning. Eilat Dvorim, you don't have to, I mean, you have to know what you're saying, but you don't have to put, you have to be learning. You have to be learning. That's Loshon Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh, but if you open up a Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this halacha as koydem yilma Torah koydem sheyelech la'asokav. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting Loshon HaShulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says. So Loshon HaShulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Hei, as Shulchan Aruch says, Acha sheyotzum beis haknesses, Acha sheyotzum beis haknesses. After you leave shul in the morning, is yelech lebeis medrash. You should go to the beis medrash. But he leaves out these few words, koidim sheyelech lasokov. He leaves out this halacha as he says, after you leave shul, go to Beit Medrash to learn. But he doesn't say koidim sheyelech lasokov. This halacha of koidim sheyelech lasokov, there's no tnai as you have to learn koidim sheyelech lasokov. Yeah, it's just telling you that's what you do. So if you have a look in the Bush, if you have a look in the Gaon, Mishnah Berurah, they all explain the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not hold, does not say this halacha of koidim sheyelech lasokov v'yilma Torah. Before you go to work, you have to learn Torah. What is the Shulchan Aruch? Because Pashtus HaGemara in Shabbos is first Nesosam Nesata Bamuna, and then Kavat Itim LaTorah. We haven't got a Gemara which is saying that you have to learn Torah before you Oisik. Yeah, we've got two truths of Tois and Sanhedrin. One teret is that somebody is not Oisik at all, or then we ask Chilas Dinah Shaladam Al Dibre Torah, or we're talking about somebody who, or the Tchilas Hadin, the Oinshim are first on Din of Dibre Torah, but we haven't got a Gemara which says that we ask Kvat Itim LaTorah. So Mamela Shulchan Aruch is Taka Paskening. First question is Nesosam Nesat Bemuna Kvat Itim LaTorah, and there's no halacha Koidim Shiyelech LaSokov is Yom LaTorah, but the Shulchan Aruch is telling me a different halacha. As achar sheyetzim beis knesses, after you leave shul in the morning, is yelech lebeis medrash. Go to beis medrash. Now why? Where does this halacha come from? If we don't hold of the halacha of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where is this Gemara coming from? So there's two mesechtas in Shas, which finish with berach the same memra. Brochas and Moed Katan. So the Gemara in Brochas and the Gemara in Moed Katan finish off with a memra. Va'omar Rebbe Levi, kala yoytzim beis knesses the beis medrash. Whoever leaves beis knesses to the beis medrash, on beis medrash beis knesses, zoicha umakabel pnei shchina. Somebody who goes from Beis Knesses into the Beis Medrash to learn, he zoicha umakabel pnei shchina. Shenema yelchu michael el choyel yiroa el keil elikim betzion. I think that's what the pasuk is. As somebody who will go michael el choyel means from one chayel, one kibbutz. Oh, there's one gathering, that's shul. The next gathering is Beis HaMedrash. He will be zeicha to be makabel pnei shchina. So enoch anama midin of the Gemara of kvat itn the Torah is not mechayev that you have to learn Torah before koidim sheyelech lasokov. But there's an inyan of yelchu mechayel achoyel. After davening, you should be learning Torah. As yelchu mechayel achoyel. So mameila, so enoch anama koidim sheyelech lasokov. In theory, you don't have to learn Torah. But als the inyan of from shul to the Beis Medrash yelchu mechayel achoyel, that you have to do. The nafkemina between, what's the difference? Both of them are telling you have to learn Torah. One's telling you have to learn Torah, koidem sheyelech lasokov, that you have to learn Torah. The other one's telling me after I leave shul, I have to learn Torah. Both of them are telling me the same thing. Yeah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's yelchu mechayel achoyim, I'm allowed to have breakfast. Maybe breakfast will be a hefsek. Oh, but lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says I'm allowed to have breakfast. Yeah, it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Breakfast is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch says, koidim sheyelech lebis medrash yuchalechel pas shachris. As before you go to learn in the shul, you're allowed to eat pas shachris. What's the makor for it? They all know the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, as the Gemara is trying to work out what's a shia of achilas arai. the Gabba Sukkah. So the Gemara says, how much a Bar Bei Rav puts in his mouth to eat before he goes to learn, that is called an Achilles Are. So the Shulchan Aruch is mechiyach from there, that a person can eat past Shachris before he goes to Bes Medrash, and it's not a stira to the Yelchu Mechayel Echoyel. So both of them are maskim, say the tool, which holds you have to learn Torah, Kodesh Sheyech HaSokov, or the Shulchan Aruch, both of them are maskim, you're allowed to eat breakfast. And it's not only you're allowed to eat breakfast, it's advisable also. Yeah? As the Shulchan Aruch says, V'toyv Sheyargu Boy. Yeah, it's a good idea to look after your gezunt, and to eat breakfast.
Has to be past mamash.
What?
Has to be past mamash.
Oh, that's a shaila. Some say it has to be. Some say the Eish of Rome says it has to be dova hamezim, something which so he declares maybe a coffee is also called a dova hamezim. Yeah. So that's already a shaila, but it don't have to be past. I mean. Certainly, chveis chmeshes mina dogon is certainly okay. Could be chmein cornflakes. Oh, the shaila is cornflakes and these things. Yeah, but if they're but the eved, you made the boyim in the mezonos on them, you yotzer, so they all called the dova amazin. On water, yeah, it's not called not
cornflakes. Yeah, I don't want cornflakes.
Right. Yeah, no, but the eved. But the eved made mezonos on it. Yeah, 90 besides the water. Oh, the other nafkamina will be if after davening you had something to do. You didn't manage straight away after davening to go and learn. Have I still got a chiv now to go and learn Torah or not? According to the Shulchan Aruch, once I've made a hefsik, I haven't got the mile of Yelchum Achayel Echoyel, I don't have to do it anymore. But according to the tool, which says, as Toiv, as Bekoidim Shielech Lasokov, you have to learn Torah, so even so I've made a hefsik between davening and shul, between davening and learning, I've made a hefsik, or Bekoidim Shielech Lasokov, you'll have to learn Torah. So Mishnah Brura, he says it's a good idea to do it. Yeah, he says it's a toiv to do it because of the Rashi in Shabbos, which Rashi says if a person is going to go to work, he might not learn today. So Poshet has a guarantee. So then you should do it. But Taka, there's no chiyuv to do it. Oh, but that's a chiyuv of kviyas itim the Torah, poshut a guarantee that a person is going to learn on this day. I saw a story which must have happened quite a few years ago in Antwerpen. Somebody had, I don't remember exactly all the protim, I don't know if I'll get them all right, but the story, somebody had a kviyas itim the Torah every day from 2 to 3. I think he went to Daf Yom Yishir from 2 to 3 every day. He was a travel agent, and his customers belonged to the ones who worked in the Berta in Antwerpen, and they used to travel. I don't think they bought the cheap tickets, and they used to travel. I think to America and. Mizrach Amarev, yeah, Northern Nod Tir Be'oretz. They traveled around in the storm of the Far East, and they were his customers. So one day he gets a call. I think it was 1:45. He gets a call from one of his big clients that he needs a ticket to America, and I think it wasn't a standard class. It was business class to America, and he wants only to be in America for a day, and also does. And he needs it for tomorrow, yeah, he's going to need it for tomorrow, and he needs to be back, yeah. So he checks up the flights, and He tells, he found that on Mamish, what everything that he wanted, that his client wanted, there's one seat left on the plane. And the price was for Shteitzach, if there's one seat left on the plane, then the price is also, it'll fit the seat. But he tells the client that I need to have I've got a shia at 2 o'clock. I leave the office at 1:55. If you'll tell me now what you want is good, but otherwise I'm closed from 2 to 3. He worked by himself. He didn't have any secretaries. I'm closed from 2 to 3. He checked up and he told him what he wanted. So yeah, no, okay, we'll think about it. And thus, from 2 to 3, he was closed. Came back to the office at 3 and he saw how many missed calls he's had from his client. And for he checks up. No, is there any flights available? No, it's gone. That seat is gone. And he'll have to now wait in America, be in America. He won't be able to do it in one day. He'll have to stay there a bit longer. Maybe have to stay over Shabbos. Versteht sich, the client wasn't very happy with this travel agent. For your frumkeit and your learning Torah, I have to stay in America longer, and I have to get a different ticket and a longer traveling time. He thought, "Kvis itim la Torah in Shulchan Aruch states, as soch she oise eis yekvua shelo yavirenu af imusova la viacharba." Even if you think that I'm going to make a big gain, a big profit, kviz itim la Torah is chok v'lo yavor. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that's somebody who's oisik b'amuna, who did, part of the amuna is, I believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is sending me panosa, and the kviz itim la Torah, I'm not going to lose out from it. Is even if I'm going to make a big profit, kviz itim la Torah is chok v'lo yavor. So he thought to himself, I've got kviyas itim la Torah, I might lose this customer, or the kviyas itim la Torah overrides it. So, Heitaka, when he came back, he realized that he's going to be losing a customer here. That's the book and the tickets now, or that'll be it. He won't hear from him anymore. This flight, which he missed the seat on it because he went to learn his Shia, was the Pan Am flight which crashed over Lockerbie. It was a connecting flight from Antwerpen to London. The next Shabbos, he gets Erev Shabbos. He gets stoma, what's it called in Antwerpen, a Kleinblatt cream cake. On it, kihem chayenu v'orech yomeinu. That was the cream cake he got for the next Shabbos. Kihem chayenu v'orech yomeinu, and a letter attached to it. I would like to know which shiur you go to from every day from 2 to 3. I would also like to join. Thank you. I've realized what Torah gives us. Torah gives us our chiyus. Oh. So that's the chashivas of kviyas itim la Torah. Now in Shulchan Aruch is very interesting here. Shulchan Aruch says that after you leave shul, the first thing is achash yetzim beis knesses, is yelech le beis medrash. You should go to the beis medrash. Now this chashivas of going to beis medrash is a very choshva thing, to go to beis medrash to learn Torah. If you have a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Memvov, how much a person has to learn every day, So the Shulchan Aruch says there's 12 hours to a person's day. So you're meant to be learning, Shulchan Aruch says you're meant to be learning 9 hours, I think 9 hours, 9 hours a day, and the other 3 hours be oisik with your panosa. Yeah, I think I heard from Rav Dov Moshe's Shver, Rav Avraham Schreiber, the Shver of Dov Moshe, Yibodol Chaim Tovim, Rav Avraham Schreiber, the Chreidin Levrocha, once asked somebody at the Koilel, how many hours do you learn in Koilel? So he said, we learn 8 hours a day in Koilel. So Rav Avraham Schreiber asked, why do you have to have a Koilel for that? I also learn 8 hours a day. You don't have to be a Koilel man for that. It's possible that you learn 8 hours a day. I think Rav Avraham Schreiber, no, he can't shaft Baal Peh. No, he can't shaft Baal Peh.
Never heard.
Kach Shemati, he once gave a shiur, and the lights went out, and he carried on saying over the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Yeah, he learnt 8 hours. I think as Kach Shemati, when he had enough.
I heard the story without the number of hours. Ah. Somebody was collected for a koilo, and he said, "What's a koilo?" He said, "They told him what the principle of koilo, how many hours they do, and he told him how many hours. He didn't say without the number of hours." For them,
that's a koilum,
and
Balabustaf is there
for
learning.
Okay,
yeah, you understand a better
story.
Yeah. So, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Vov, Shulchan Aruch says that every person has to learn in Yeridei Reish Mem Vov, the Shulchan Aruch says every person has to learn Torah every day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishi efshaloi lilmoit." Somebody who can't learn. Yeah, he hasn't got the ability to learn. He doesn't understand what he's learning. He can't read. He can't learn. What should he do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishi eini yedeh klal lilmoit." Somebody doesn't know how to learn at all. Oyve pnei atirdoi, so he's very busy. Yaspik lacheirim haloimdim. He should give panosa. He should support others which are learning Torah, and with that he will get a chelik in Torah. Now, if you have a look in the Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Hey, the Ramah says, "Af mishe eini yedeh lilmoid." Even so, somebody who doesn't know how to learn, yelech lebeis medrash. He should go to the Beis HaMedrash. The Schar Licha Beyodo, he gets Schar Licha. Yeah, you all know the Mishnah of us. Abba Midas Beholcha Beis HaMedrash, Hoylech Veino Oysa. And one of the Pshatim is, he doesn't understand. He can't learn, he can't understand. But go to Beis HaMedrash. So the Shulchan Aruch here is telling me, in Yeridei is telling me he has to support other people to learn Torah. And in Erechaim is telling me it should be Hoylech to Beis HaMedrash. So the Teretz is Avada. There's two different Chiyuvim here. There's one Chiyuv of Limudat Torah, and if you don't know how to learn Torah, it should support others which are learning Torah. But there's another Halacha. There's another halacha that a person has to go to the Beis Medrash every day. It's a mitzvah, just being in Beis Medrash, there's a mitzvah to go to Beis Medrash. Yelchu mechayel al choyel, that you should go from Beis Knesset to Beis Medrash, there's a mitzvah to go to Beis Medrash every day. So even so, somebody who doesn't know how to learn Torah, and he's got a chiyuv to support others, but he's also still got a chiyuv to go to the Beis Medrash. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Moridik Medrash, his zoicha to sit between the chachamim laosid lovei, sitting in Beis Medrash, hearing other people learning Torah, that alone is a maila. The Rashiva was once learning with some younger light. So he asked, he went round the table, "Do you say moida ani?" So, Moida Ani, they looked at the Rashiva. Every little boy and girl says Moida Ani. Have you ever heard of a Yid not saying Moida Ani in the morning? It's most often one of those most things that a person, that's so postured by a person, that you say Moida Ani. And the Rashiva's going around the table asking everybody, "Do you say Moida Ani every day?" course. So Rashiv says there's one way that any people forget. There's, before you go into this medrash, there's a hirotzen to say before you go into this medrash. And when you leave the bis medrash, there's something else to say. Moidani lefonecho shesamto chelki meyushvi bis medrash. That's Moidani. That Moidani I'm asking you, do you say? And then the Moidani you say before Negavas, everybody knows that. The Moidani shesamto chelki meyushvi bis medrash, that is the question. So Chofetz Chaim says, we don't say in the Moidani shesamto shelemadeti Torah. We don't say that in the Moidani. We say in the Moidani shasamto chelki miyoshve beis medrash. As sitting alone in the beis medrash, thus alone is a maila. That alone is mashpia on a person. The Yerushmaim and Torah and yizoycha leishay bein chachomim laosid lovoi. So for that alone, the yeshu beis medrash, that alone is the. If we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that alone is the maila. If we can't learn of a Go to Beis Medrash. And that is a Yelchu Mechayel Ochoel, that after Shul, you go to learn the Beis Medrash, and that is Taka, start the way, the Torah way is, as from Shul, you go to learn Torah, that is the Torah way, how to start a person's day. Daf Lamed Aleph. Amen.